Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
So thanks to the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey for sponsoring this happy hour. And thank you for streaming on YouTube and joining us as we are doing more and more cool things and expanding our YouTube reach. I appreciate it very, very much. You notice the different backdrops, like when I'm in studio versus when I'm got the home studio. And Friday we'll have the Cape May backdrop for you. Monday was Fox News backdrop, although we didn't really have a backdrop, but you know what I mean. So we're always going with we roll with the punches on this program. It's what we do. It's why it's fluid and organic, and we love it. All right. So, Arizona, must-win swing state of Arizona. Arizona voters are at a breaking point over the cost of electricity. I want to bring this up because obviously this is a big deal. Rate increases combined with another blistering summer have meant big bills for residents of the battleground state. Politicians, including Donald Trump, have noticed. Now, this is amazing, right? So, they talk about this woman named Lynn Lefevre. Lefevre, I don't know how you say it. Anyway. She's worried as the fall election looms, but one of her biggest concerns is her thermostat. After a record hot summer on the outskirts of Phoenix and a big hike in electricity rates, her June and July power bills surged by 36%, peaking at $308 for a 1,400 square foot home. Wow. That's a lot of cashish for a 1,400 square foot home. Said, I met a couple of people who are planning to leave the state because of the horrible heat that keeps getting worse and these rates increase. As of October, the mercury climbed to 105 degrees. Now, look, Arizona, Phoenix has always been hot. This is not a new thing. It's like moving to an airport and complaining about the noise the planes make overhead. You got to know what you're getting. It's hot. And, you know, I mean, I understand she's like, oh, it's getting hotter, but it's actually not true. But let's go with the idea that maybe it's gone up like a degree or two. It's not really going to be such a game changer. It's still Phoenix in the summer. Like, you know what I mean? It's not going to cool down anytime soon. Because unfortunately, the ice age prediction that Time magazine had never came true. I mean, an ice age would be nice. I think we'd all like it, right? It'd be fun. Polar bears running around everywhere. It'd be nice. But until that happens, it's still Phoenix in the summer. So I'll give you 2 degrees. Just for the sake of argument, it's still Phoenix in the freaking summer. So, yeah, if you have high electricity bills, those bills are just going to keep going up. To bring down her cost, she sets her thermostat at 80 during peak afternoon hours. Oh, my God. I could never imagine. I can't be hot. Like when we do Jimmy's show, you walk into that studio, it is freezing. If you notice, I have to cover up because I get like a nip out. I don't know if you can say nip out on the air. Can you say that? I just did, but probably right. Like you get, you know what I'm saying? There's some shrinkage.
I think you'd fine.
You let that fly. There's some shrinkage, if you know what I'm saying. It's cold. That's what I'm talking about. And I get chills. It's freezing. I have to be in cold. Like this studio is freezing right now. 80 degrees in the summer sounds just awful to me. And of course, she puts her blinds down, which makes sense. My blinds are currently closed. I have a big sunscreen on the windows. My neighbors also have their blinds closed. It's like you're living in a cave. Gasoline is often the energy cost voters think about the most. But in Arizona, electricity is giving it a run for its money. Rate increases and a historic 113 consecutive days of temperatures peaking at or above 100 degrees in Phoenix have generated record air conditioning bills and widespread consternation. Modest-sized homes are paying as much as $500 a month, while the biggest properties are shelling out $1,000 or more. Even some homes with solar panels are getting surprisingly large bills. Oh, I'm shocked by that. Shocking. I thought that was the answer everybody hoped for. Now, a lot of this goes on to talk about these rates and how people are feeling about this, and they're getting very, very frustrated. Former President Donald Trump has seized on the issue, promising in several campaign stops in Arizona to slash AC and other energy bills, something that is easier said than done, they write. Ruben Gallego, the Democrat congressman running for Senate, called on the federal government to provide more resources to help vulnerable Arizonians pay their AC bills. Maricopa County, Arizona, is the fourth most populous in the nation, and it's the key to winning Arizona, a crucial swing state. The eye-popping charges are also drawing attention to a state regulator previously unknown to many voters, the Arizona Corporation Commission, whose elected members set utility rates. Three of the five seats on the Republican-controlled commission are up for election this fall, months after members approved new electricity rates that could raise bills by averages of 12 to 14%. Now, look, I'm telling you right now, this is the kind of stuff that makes people angry. And whether or not they think the president of the United States can do something about it or not, this gets very interesting. If you're somebody who believes that climate change is causing all of this, and you think that climate change is why you're paying so much to cool your house in Phoenix, Arizona in the summer, well, you're voting Democrat. Because honestly, you're not that bright. Because, look, there's nothing that they can do about climate change in the next few years that's going to result in you getting a lower electricity bill. That's bottom line. That's just a fact. Nothing. There's nothing they can do about it. Like, even if they build a dome over the earth, there's literally nothing they can do. So if you believe that that's the cause of your electricity bills going up, and you believe that, you got to elect a candidate to do something about climate change, you're not that bright. You're voting for Kamala Harris. But if you think to yourself, well, regardless of whether climate change is happening or not, I need to deal with my electricity bills, because whether climate change is happening due to man, or it's not happening due to man, or it's not happening at all, or it is happening, it doesn't freaking matter. My electricity bills are always going to keep going up because everything goes up. So I got to deal with the root cause of the problem. And it's not climate change. It's my freaking electricity bills going up. That makes you a smart person, in which case you're going to vote for a Republican. Because look, let's face it, even if you believe climate change is man-made, there's nothing you can do about it in the next 10 years. But I guarantee you, in 10 years from now, your electricity bills will have gone up significantly. I'll make you that bet. Who wants to bet me on that fact? I would bet anybody on that fact. Because what's the climate change green energy president going to do? They get in there on day one. They're going to sign an executive order banning climate change. And what are you going to do? I here set forth my hand onto this date. Climate change, you cannot enter the United States of America anymore. Sun, I am ordering you. Wait, you blow up the sun? What are you going to do? You can't blow up the sun. I've tried. You can't do it. It's impossible. There's nothing the president can do. You can't launch nuclear missiles at the sun. That they tried that in Superman 4, and guess what happened? The nukes supercharged the sun, all right? So that doesn't work either. So there's nothing you can do in the next 10 years, regardless of the issue. I, for one, don't think there's anything you can do, but that's for another show. My point is that even if you go best case scenario, it'll take, give me 10 years, I can bring the temperature down by a degree or two, or stop it from going up a degree or two. How the hell does that solve your electricity bill issue? It doesn't. So smart people understand there's something else that needs to happen, and what you do then is you flood the zone with more energy. Obviously. You flood the zone with more energy, and then you try to also give people the opportunity to buy their electricity, or you have other ways to provide that electricity that's not just your standard monopolies that exist right now. And you provide more nuclear plants. You provide more and more and more, and then you allow competition to occur like in any other marketplace. That's the way you deal with a situation. But if you have monopolies on situations, and the government gets to set those rates, and there's no way to compete with that, well, then the government's always going to decide what that is. And if you've got a government that is motivated to convince people that climate change is something that needs to be an urgent thing that they deal with, what better way to do that than to make them pay high electricity bills? And what do? They put a little insert into your electricity bill. Have you noticed this? See, I still get paper statements. You know why I do? Because I forget when I get emails on things. My inbox is always overloaded. And I forget, and then I get a late fee. So I get paper statements. I don't care. I will always get a paper statement because I'm old school. I need to read it and mentally pay that. I can't do it with the email. It gets lost in things. But anyway, they'll put in like a little slip. Like, you know, PSE&G's going green. Look at us. Like, hey, look at this. You know what I mean? And then the rates keep going up. And then people subconsciously think, oh, well, this climate change thing has to be dealt with. Otherwise, I'm going to keep getting expensive electric bills. No, that's not the reason why. It's because you have these, you also are subsidizing these ridiculous green energy projects with the money that you're paying for your electricity. Like, take the wind turbines in New Jersey, for example, that His Royal Ruggedness, King Philip the Unaccountable, wants to build. You're paying for that. Those things don't just happen, and these big companies are not just building them on their own dime. The ratepayers are paying for this stuff. So they're taking your money that you're paying for these electricity rates, and then they're reinvesting it in green energy, in solar panels, and they're investing in wind turbines and all the other nonsense. And they're not actually solving the problem, and they're not dealing with the situation because they still allow people that get screwed over royally in this foolish pursuit for solar panels and wind turbines and everything else. But I'll tell you something. This is the difference between Republicans and Democrats, right? Campaigning last week in a working class neighborhood of South Phoenix, this guy, Joshua Polachek, a Democrat, encountered several voters who had never heard of this commission that sets these rates. He explained the role in setting utility rates and said he would strive to make bills more affordable. He said, "You're going to get a vote. I'll be on the ballot." Well, what's this guy going to do? This is a guy who believes that what you need to do is you need to have more green energy and that you should take people's money that they're spending to heat or cool their homes and reinvest it in things like turbines and solar panels. The Democrat Party and the war on energy is directly responsible for this. It absolutely is. And so you keep adding more things to the grid. You keep adding more. You make more requirements to keep adding more things to the grid. And it becomes incredibly expensive. And yeah, you if you don't have sources for that electricity, I got news for you. It's not hamsters. I know. I was as shocked as you were to find out that when you plug something into a wall, it's not hamsters that power that. I know. I'm shocked. But if you keep going after the sources that create the electricity in favor of sources like solar panels and wind and other things, you're going to keep having this problem, but you're also going to have another problem, which is Democrats who want to take advantage of people, prey on their fears of climate change, and use it as an opportunity to screw them with utility bills so they can turn around and scare them into believing that solar panels and wind turbines that are killing whales and dolphins will solve the problem. And I am so tired of being treated like a child. But this is a big moment in our country to make this choice. It really is. It is a big moment in our country to make this choice. Because if you elect Kamala Harris, I am telling you what will happen. The green crowd will win. And fracking at best stays exactly where it is in Pennsylvania. Although I believe she'll put a moratorium on fracking on federal lands. All federal lands. And she'll say, I'm not banning fracking. I'm just banning it on federal lands. It'll be her little caveat around it. Whatever fracking currently is can currently exist, but no new fracking. Want to bet me on that? Bet me on that. Because look, if you're a moderate voter in Pennsylvania, I told you this in 2020. See, you don't listen to me. You should always listen to me because I'm right about this stuff. I told you in 2020, don't believe this BS about Joe Biden being a moderate. He's not going to govern like a moderate. And what does he do on day one? He cancels the Keystone XL pipeline. This guy was never going to be a moderate, but people fell for this act. And I'm telling you right now, if you believe Kamala Harris is not going to ban fracking, you're smoking something. You're smoking that ganja man, because she will ban it on federal lands. 100%. She'll put a moratorium on new fracking, and she'll turn around and say to people, don't worry, wherever fracking exists right now, it'll be just fine. And that's the big story of the day, brought to you by our buddy, Dr. Mike Vanaria, VanariaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile. V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VanariaDental.com. Two locations to serve you in Cinnaminson and Woodbury. Dr. Mike Vanaria, VanariaDental.com. And listen to me when I tell you that this issue in Arizona is going to push people towards Trump. Because if you decide, if you believe that climate change is the reason why your electricity bills are high, you've already cast your vote for Kamala Harris. Like I said, you're not very bright. Okay. As we continue here, let me play a clip for you. I want to, this is funny. He was on Andrew Schultz's podcast. Schultz is a very funny comedian. And he talked about Biden is better than him at sleeping. Because Melania Trump yesterday was on The Five, and she said Trump doesn't sleep all that much. And then they asked the question to her, does he sleep in pajamas? And it was kind of a funny moment. So Trump was on Schultz's podcast, cut number five.
Over the last week, I have to, well, we talk about funny or sad. I think it's more sad than funny.
Yeah.
He has one ability I don't have.
Yeah.
He sleeps. He can sleep. This guy goes on a beach and he lays down on one of those, you know, 6 ounce, they weigh 6 ounces and you can't lift it.
Yeah.
They're meant, they're meant for children.
Yeah.
Young people,
yeah.
And old people to lift.
Yeah.
They aluminum, you know, hollowed aluminum.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They weigh very little, and he can't lift. And somebody convinced him he looks good in a bathing suit. And when you're 82, typically bathing suits aren't going to make you look great.
Right,
you're not going to be enhanced.
Yeah.
All right? It's just one of those things. I can't be sure about that, but typically, you know.
Depends what he's packing. He could.
I don't know what
like
the
that.
Hell he's packing, but it's, I don't want to. And I don't want to know either. I don't know. But he has an ability to fall asleep while on camera. He can lie down on one of those things,
yeah.
And in minutes, he's stone cold out.
How does he do it?
And he's got cameras, because he's the president, so they have cameras on him.
Yeah, yeah.
And then they show him sleeping on the beach.
Yeah.
You'll never see me sleeping in front of camera.
It's funny stuff. It's good stuff. He also talked about breaking news on the assassination attempts and wondered why the FBI hasn't opened foreign-based apps on the assassins' phones. I'm going to talk to Kash Patel about this. He's going to join me at 5:35 today. He's terrific, by the way. He was in the Defense Department. He's really good. So you should stick with us on this. And we're streaming live on YouTube, by the way. But this is really interesting stuff. So on the Andrew Schultz podcast, he talks about this. It's a little bit of a longer cut, but I think this is really critical stuff. We got to get to the bottom of this. I've been saying this for a while now. You can't let this go. And unfortunately, there's too much effort to just try to gloss over all this stuff. So cut six.
Here we are.
Who do you think tried to take you out?
So I'm going to give you some big breaking news, right?
Love that.
Here's the big news. So you have this shooter and you have another shooter, right?
Yeah.
So this shooter had three or so cell phones. Mm. The FBI's never gotten them opened.
Wow.
The other shooter, three apps they call them, and I believe they were foreign-based apps, from what I understand.
Oh, wow.
They haven't opened them, and they're foreign-based. And, you know, you hear all about Iran, because I was rough with Iran, but I want to see Iran do great. I want to see Iran do great.
Yeah.
But I want to stop all the killing and all this. And I was rough on Iran, and they supposedly have a hit on me. In fact, I think it takes great courage for you people to be interviewing me, because it could be now, you know.
Yeah. Well, we didn't know that before we got in here.
No, if you would have known that, you might not have done this.
Yeah, exactly.
In fact, this is a good way of me getting the interview to be short.
Exactly.
All of a sudden, he's going to say, you know, okay, that's it. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen.
Go see my daughter.
They have three apps, and foreign-based, two of them, maybe three of them are foreign-based.
Wow.
They haven't opened them yet. Why wouldn't you open them when you hear about Iran or when you hear about, you know, foreign? Then the other one had six cell phones, and they haven't opened. Now, you know, it's very hard to open a cell phone. Only Apple can do it, in theory. So I sort of hate answering it, because I don't want to give any false identities. I don't want to do anything having to do with creating something that isn't there.
Mm-hmm.
You would look at Iran. Iran has an open threat out for me, and that's bad. And Biden, if he were a real president, if he were the kind of guy he should be, should say, if anybody shoots a former president who's now the leading candidate, even though he's leading against Democrats, we will bomb that country into oblivion.
Mm.
And it would stop.
Mm-hmm.
And that's been said before with some people. You know, there have been people, I won't go into it, but there have been people that have been threatened in another party even. In the same party, it makes sense and probably happens pretty quickly. But in another party, you know, it's hard for them to
cross the
to
line.
To want to protect me.
Yeah.
But it shouldn't be hard. Other people have protected other people. And what you have to inform those people is, if they do it, the country will be blown to smithereens. The entire country will be blown to smithereens.
Now, let me jump out of this first. And last night on Fox News, Josh Hawley made a point, which I think is really important. Senator Josh Hawley, there's whistleblowers who have come forward to talk about the Secret Service's lack of investigation. And, you know, we had Chairman Mike Kelly on, Congressman Mike Kelly in Pennsylvania, who, by the way, that guy, you know, he's the head of this bipartisan task force, and he's frustrated that they're not getting all the answers on the assassination attempts against the former president. Hawley made a really important point last night that the Secret Service is trying to conceal a lot of things here still going on, and whistleblowers are coming forward about this. And you notice still nobody's gotten fired. No one has gotten fired in this entire thing. It's amazing. Only in government, right? You could be no accountability whatsoever. Only in government you screw up so bad that the former president and the leading, you know, the Republican nominee almost gets his head blown off and nobody gets fired. Like, no one. That's Washington for you. You can screw up so bad and fail up. It's amazing to me. It's amazing to watch. Cut seven.
You know, Sean, it sounds like he's still not getting the security that he's been promised. And here's what this new whistleblower says. He says that investigators are now not allowed to come to all the Trump rallies, because if they did, they would see that Trump is not getting the full presidential protective detail. He's only getting it selectively. So the allegation is Secret Service leadership is now saying to its own internal investigators, no, actually, wait, don't come to that event. Come to this one over here. And they're trying to conceal the fact Trump is still not getting the full levels of protection. I don't know why they're doing this, Sean, other than that they don't want the public to know the truth. And I tell you what, I've had enough of this from Secret Service leadership. I really have. They need to level with the American people about what's going on here. They need to tell us if Trump is really getting all the security he needs. These rallies need to be safe for everybody who goes to them. And I've had enough of the prevarication and the concealment and the stonewalling. It's got to stop.
It's amazing. I mean, it's absolutely amazing. And, you know, a big part of this is they're not using the military resources to protect Trump that they use for the president. That was something I noticed when the Secret Service had their press conference. I don't know if you caught this or not. I noticed this. They talked about how they said the president of the United States is the most protected person on planet Earth. Good. And they mentioned the Secret Service protection, and they also mentioned the military component of his protection. Then they said Donald Trump is going to get Secret Service presidential level protection. They never brought up the military component of this. Now, look, I have no idea what that military component is. I don't think any of us do. But clearly, there's another aspect of this beyond just the Secret Service that's involved in protecting the life of the president of the United States of America that is not being used for Donald Trump, even though they're telling us he's getting presidential level protection. He may be, getting presidential level Secret Service protection, but that's still not presidential level protection. Because there's other entities involved in protecting the president's life, because he's the national command authority, than just the Secret Service. And I think it's what Hawley's alluding to. And I noticed that was just a little bit of one of those, you know, they call him like a turn of phrase. Like, a guy mentioned that, he brought that up, and then he kind of, you know, danced around it. Like, it wasn't brought back up again. But I remember that day, and I said that. I said, wait a minute. He said that the assets used by the Secret Service and the military make the president of the United States the most protected man on Earth, most protected person on the planet. President Trump is getting Secret Service level protection. Presidential Secret Service level protection. Oh, so they're not using whatever that military component is as well. And that's problematic. Because if you're going to protect him like he is the president of the United States, and listen, in my opinion, in this day and age, they should do that for both major party candidates. They should. I mean, one of these two is going to be president. One of these two people is going to be the president of the United States of America. So in this day and age, why would you not treat both of them with the same? And don't give me the cost. Stop it. I mean, you know, the way they spend money. It's okay. So Lebanon can't get $150 million or $1 billion, whatever the hell it was we gave them. They have to get less so that we can ensure that both major party candidates survive until the election. When if they won and they were the president elect, they would get an upgraded level, but still not get the full package until Inauguration Day. Does that make any sense in this day and age? Of course not. Of course not. Whoever doesn't win, then on election day or the day after or the week after, whenever we count all the votes, then that person loses out on their detail, unless they're a former president or they're a former vice president, in which case both of these two would still have Secret Service protection, but you wouldn't have the full presidential package, whatever that includes. So you're only talking about a couple weeks. We don't have the money for that? So call Lebanon and ask them to send some of that money back because we got to protect our two major party candidates with the exact same level of protection that Joe Biden has. And maybe Kamala Harris gets it as vice president. I don't know. But if she doesn't, she should. She should, because I don't think, you know, I mean, to the point of only consequential presidents get shot, which was a funny joke. But I don't anticipate anybody going after her. But at the same time, what's fair is fair. Two major party candidates, one of them is going to win. So, you know, don't mess around with this stuff. I mean, if that's the case, then that's a real, real problem. Real problem. And I know that that's what Josh Hawley's alluding to. I know it. That's the piece of this that's missing. And so from a Secret Service perspective of the guys with the earpieces and the black cars and all that, yeah, I get it. They're doing all that right. Yes. Okay, fine. Although we were told that last time, and then there was a guy who hid in the bushes at Mar-a-Lago for 12 hours or at the golf course 5 miles away from Mar-a-Lago for 12 hours, and somehow nobody saw that guy even though he had a gun. So, you know, call me a little skeptical with all this stuff. And Butler was going to go right 100%, no doubt about it, because they had to make it go right. But that doesn't mean that the next rally will go right or the rally after that will go right. And you know the United States military is involved. Obviously, Air Force One, Marine One, obviously. There's a lot of various components to keeping the commander-in-chief, the National Command Authority, alive, and for good reason. But come January 2025, one of these two is going to be the National Command Authority. My money's on Donald Trump, and so is the polymarket money. And like I said the other day, I always go with people who are willing to put their money where their mouth is, so I'm going to bet on Trump. But this is inexcusable at this moment in time in 2024, when Trump almost had his head blown off and was a guy hanging out in the bushes. It's inexcusable. Whatever you do to protect the National Command Authority, the President of the United States of America, do to protect Donald Trump and Kamala Harris at this point. And just do it until Election Day. And then whoever wins Election Day, you do it from that moment until the inauguration. And then at that moment until their term ends. And then you reduce it after that, as you do for former presidents or whatever the protocol is at that point. But this close to an election, when one of these two is going to be the President of the United States of America, It's inexcusable to not give them the full, complete presidential level protection and not just the full, complete presidential Secret Service protection. And there is a difference. And I caught that day in the press conference because I'm smart and I pay attention to this stuff sometimes. All right, 855-839-1210. We'll talk to Kash Patel about this and other issues coming up next on the show as we continue along here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD. Excited for the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. We're going to be there live on Friday. So join us for that. It's going to be a great show, a great time this coming Friday, October 11th at my happy place, the Grand Hotel of Cape May, grandhotelcapemay.com if you want to make your reservation. We'll be right back.
It's the 5 o'clock happy hour on the Rich Cioli Show. Brought to you by the Oceanfront Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. A premier full-service resort and conference center. GrandHotelCapeMay.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The Gel Flex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the Gel Flex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life. But that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Just about everybody has evacuated Florida except for Justin's girlfriend. Welcome back to the show. Glad you are here today. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. Live in Cape May on Friday. Join us there for our live show, 3 to 7 p.m. It's going to be great, and we are streaming live on YouTube. Very, very excited to welcome back to the show. He is the former chief of staff to the Secretary of Defense, author of Government Gangsters, The Deep State, The Truth, and The Battle for Our Democracy. He's Kash Patel. Kash, welcome back to the show, my man. How you doing?
Hey, Rich, thanks so much for having me back on.
No, listen, thank you. I really appreciate it. Hey, I was just talking about the Secret Service protection that President Trump is not getting, because Senator Josh Hawley was saying this last night. He's still not getting the full presidential level of protection. And I know you were in the Defense Department. I don't think they're using the military aspect to protect former President Trump. And I find that to be inexcusable.
It's completely without a doubt inexcusable. There's no way a shooter should shoot a president. There's no way that someone should be sitting in the bushes of his own property with a gun and a rifle aimed to take him out, because the Secret Service, the men and women do the job. But as we've seen, the Secret Service directors lie to Congress under oath that President Trump never asked for augmented security packages. He had been for 2 years, and they lied, and one got fired. And now we see Biden and Harris saying, oh, they got everything you need. Well, in my opinion, I don't know if it's ever going to be enough, because they allowed the threat level around President Trump over the years to get that bad, and they let it slide. And it wasn't a mistake. It was an intentional decision by DHS, Mayorkas, Biden and Harris to say, no, he doesn't need it. He shouldn't get it. And now we see the consequences. So the Secret Service needs a whole revamping from leadership positions, and it can provide the necessary assets. I've seen them do it. I've been with the president time and time again. But we need to win to get this thing fixed.
Yeah, we really do. How are we looking, Cash? I feel really good about Pennsylvania right now. I'm feeling very, very good. I was just listening to, we played some of the rally from Scranton. I know that Trump is speaking in Reading, Pennsylvania tonight. Mm-hmm. I feel really good about things at this moment. How about you?
Well, look, I'm on the Team Trump bus tour. We're doing the swing states. I was in Wisconsin, Michigan, Georgia. I'm in North Carolina, and we're heading up to Pennsylvania week after next. So I hope to see you on the Trump 47 bus tour. But what I see is probably what you're seeing out in Pennsylvania is these communities are showing up in full force with President Trump's Agenda 47. They're showing up and saying, I never participated in the electoral process, but too much is at stake, and I don't like what Kamala Harris is saying, and I want President Trump to seal our border and safeguard our children and end the forever wars. And they're seeing, historically, only one candidate achieve success on those fronts and a safe and a secure economy. So our job is to educate the folks across this country, especially in places like Pennsylvania and here in North Carolina, and say there is a better America under Donald Trump, and we need you to marshal the vote.
Cash, you're in North Carolina right now. Is that what you just said?
Yes, sir. Just on the Team Trump bus.
I appreciate that. This disaster, this relief, I mean, the whole effort with the response to Hurricane mm-hmm. Helene has been a freaking disaster, a fiasco. It's mm-hmm. infuriating to me that they announced the money they're giving to Lebanon the same time that Americans are suffering there. It's not only just bad politics. It's inhumane, in my opinion.
It's not reckless. It's intentional. It's not negligent. It's actionable. Intent by the Harris administration to give just this week $8 billion more to Ukraine. And do you know what some of that was earmarked for? To help Ukraine's people in natural disaster zones. Now, listen, I'm all for helping other countries. I'm a son of a lawful immigrant. Take care of our people first. And they didn't pre-stage. And that's what I know from National Guard and DOD assets. We can go down to areas and get ready for natural disasters. Not like it was coming out of the blind. They intentionally said, no, we're not going to do that. We're not going to pre-stage. And then FEMA came in and said, oh, everybody's got what they need. Well, then why are all these people, brave warriors like Corey Mills, doing rescue operations alone? Yeah. Why are we in the private sector helping our communities and our constituents? Why is President Trump handing out food, aid, and water? Because FEMA left them on the sidelines, and this D.C. and Harris decided to cut a check of our treasure and send it overseas to help fund terrorism in Iran and create more wars.
And they turn around and say, you're going to get $750. I heard him say it. I played the clip on my show. Now Biden's out there yelling today that that's misinformation. How the hell is that misinformation? They literally said that. I played the audio on my show, Cash.
None of it's misinformation. And when they start labeling what we're saying as misinformation, remember, these are the disinformation kings of our time. They created Russiagate and Putin 1-2. The disinformation campaign of January 6th and the false insurrection narrative, the 51 intel letter. We got to educate our communities that look who's talking. When you talk the talk in the communities, you got to educate them on the history. So when people on the ground in North Carolina and Georgia are suffering, it's not misinformation to say FEMA's not there. They're not. And $750 ain't going to cut it. We need to rebuild homes, houses, schools, voting precincts. It's going to take years to do this. But all they want to do is take advantage for a political reason to find a way to goose back into the White House. But thank God President Trump is running as hard as he is.
I mean, you know, when he talked about having Elon Musk run this committee, whatever it would be, to cut the size of government, and Elon Musk talked about all he would do to cut government. I loved it. I had chill bumps. Mm-hmm. Kash Patel, you were in the executive branch of government. You were the chief of, you were the chief of staff to the Secretary of Defense. The mm-hmm. war industrial complex is probably the biggest size mm-hmm. of our government. It's gotten so powerful. And I know mm-hmm. that, you know, we blindly go along with this idea that, oh, they're there to keep us safe. But, well, at the same time, though, they're also there to send our money overseas and keep these forever wars going. And people need to wake up to that fact.
Look, Eisenhower warned us about the defense industrial complex in the 50s, and he said if you let it grow, it will take over D.C., and it has. And they do a lot of good, but as you pointed out, we just imported the defense industrial complex by way of Vladimir Zelensky into a Pennsylvania bomb-making factory yeah. where he was signing bombs we made to ship overseas to explode in his war. That is unacceptable when we have 55,000 homeless veterans. That is unacceptable when we have illegal immigrants raping and killing our citizens. And that is unacceptable when we have fentanyl from the CCP and narco traffickers butchering our community. They don't care about prioritizing America first. And that's the simplicity of Donald Trump's message. He will do that, and he will expose the corruption of the DOD industrial complex in the swamp all in one fell swoop. And that's why they fear him, because they know they're in the wrong. They've just never been caught.
Yeah, and they want to stop him because the gravy train will stop with him, and that's the biggest problem mm-hmm. for them. No new wars, and they get very, very rich off these wars, Kash Patel. They get very rich off them. Yeah. I had a friend of mine who is a big fan of yours, as I'm a big fan of yours, and again, I want to remind everybody, his book is Must Reading, Government Gangsters, The Deep State, The Truth, and the Battle for Our Democracy. She said, Rich, can you have Kash Patel assure us that this election can be fair and secure? And I hear that every day from people, and I believe mm-hmm. it can, because I know that, you know, Chairman Whatley and Laura Trump, they've been working mm-hmm. so hard in Pennsylvania and all the swing states. But, you know, if a guy like you can reassure us, that would go a long way.
Yeah, look, it's up to our communities, and I don't want the federal government ensuring the safety of our elections. I want our states, our counties to do it. In my home state, Nevada, we just removed 140,000 people from the ballots who won't get a mail-in ballot because they weren't registered Good. Lawfully to vote there. And Arizona can do it, and Wisconsin can do it, and Pennsylvania can do it. So I have faith in the American people through great organizations like you just mentioned that are going across the country and ensuring the vote. But everyday Americans can go to Trump447.com. Become a precinct captain. Register to vote. Register your friends to vote. Go talk to your communities and say, ballot box early. Bank the vote, as we say. Swamp the vote. We have more numbers in the America First movement. We just got to get them up there. And then no amount of election rigging can countermand the amount of people that actually support Donald Trump. We just got to get our communities motivated and got to get people involved in the electoral process and not sit it out anymore.
Yeah, and we cannot have a negative defeatist attitude about this. We need people to do it, and mm-hmm. we got to do the mail-in ballots, we got to do the early voting, we got to do these things. It's the key to winning, and we can't neglect this stuff. Are you guys okay with North Carolina's voting? I know that they're, you know, I'm worried about this with the governor down there being a Democrat.
Yeah, look, the western part of the state was ravaged by this hurricane, and it displaced a lot of people's ability to vote, because the voting precincts were wiped out and the mailbox, the post offices were wiped out. So we need to highlight that and show the power of that message and deliver President Trump's Agenda 47, that every American citizen has the right to vote and should vote lawfully. And we can deliver mobile voting centers, and we can help our community. You don't have to be in North Carolina to help North Carolina. You don't got to be in Georgia to help Georgia. And you certainly don't have to be in Pennsylvania to help Pennsylvania. Everyday Americans can go over there and do the ground level work that is needed to ensure these folks get to vote just like you do. It's a team lift.
Love it, man. Love it. Hey, thanks for joining us. I really appreciate it, Kash Patel. Hope to have you again soon. And yeah, let me know when the bus tour in Pennsylvania. Would love to see you for that. See the whole team, actually. Appreciate your hard work, my man. Thank you.
I look forward to it. Watch Government Gangsters, the new movie at warroom.film. Best-selling book, now blockbuster documentary.
Congratulations. That's a big deal. Big deal. After the election, we'll do a watch party, okay?
Love it. Deal. See you week after next.
Take care.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Can you make that happen, DeSantis? A watch party with Cash Patel
awesome.
And his movie?
That'd be great. Yeah, we can definitely make that happen.
Let's do it. Let's make it happen. Make it happen. It'd be fun. We haven't had a movie night in years. Remember the last time we did was the Ted Kennedy movie, Chappaquiddick. That was fun.
Oh,
it was the only army packed a movie theater. And everybody got to watch me eat a gigantic tub of popcorn like a strapped to my face like a horse with a feed bag. Because that's how I roll when it comes to popcorn.
Doused in butter, I hope.
No, I'm not putting that fugazi butter on the popcorn.
Oh,
no.
Come on.
No, they pop
you need
it in,
the butter.
No, they pop it in coconut oil. That's how you get the flavor. You know, the fugazi, that's a bunch of crap. Did you not hear what Macari had to say? Did you not listen to that interview? You're not paying attention.
He didn't explicitly call out movie theater popcorn butter.
All right, well, could you please reach out to him and ask him about movie theater popcorn butter and your Coca-Cola diet and your brioche buns? You're going to be dead by the time you're 40. You know that, right? And what's your fake girlfriend going to do then, huh? She's going to be so fake depressed. It's going to be so sad. She's going to have such fake tears after your fake girlfriend finds out that you're real dead. From eating brioche buns, Coca-Cola. And that's not the only disgusting things you eat. What other disgusting things do you eat? I've been around you. It's disgusting.
I mean, I don't agree with Kamala Harris on many things, but I do like Doritos. They're delicious.
Did you catch my whole bit about her flip-flopping on Doritos the other night? Nope, because you didn't watch Fox News Saturday night.
I did.
No, you didn't.
I did watch it.
Stop it.
No,
please.
I eventually watched it.
Oh, you did see it live.
So, yeah, I don't know if me watching it after the fact counts for anything, but I did see it.
Well, according to Jimmy, the ratings were huge. They're our biggest yet,
good.
Many people are saying. Best yet.
Kat Kamick was great also.
Kat Kamick was great. Yeah. She took a shot at me today. I was texting with her, and she made fun of my movie titles. I said, all right, now it's war, Kamick. Well, we got to get her back on the show. I think she was going to be in PA, but obviously now with Florida, that's her district. I mean, that's a big deal, what's happening down there, obviously. So she's going to be a little preoccupied with that, but we'll get her back on the show soon. Listen, relationships matter. Cherry Hill Vavil, you hear me say it a lot. It's a guiding principle on how Judith and her team run their business. They build great relationships by providing you a luxury Vavil experience, always doing what is right, and making sure you drive away completely satisfied with the best deal available. And the result is that so many of their customers, like me, become customers for life. Cherry Hill Vavil has customers who've been with them for as long as 30 years. That's an incredible testament to the high level of service and value they provide. Right now is a great opportunity to enjoy incredible fall offers from Cherry Hill Vavil. How about a 2025 XC40 for only $435 a month on a 36-month lease? Or a 2024 C40 for only $329 a month on a 36-month lease? And you can get, listen to this financing, 3.99% financing on select new Volvos for 72 months. Unbelievable. In this day of interest rates, 3.99%, you can't beat that. Plus, you're going to get the luxury experience you deserve. Remember, we drive the XC90. That's our family car. But I've driven the C40. I've driven the XC40. They're great cars. You'll love the XC40. It's a great size SUV. All the bells and whistles, the latest technology, and at only $435 a month on a 36-month lease, unbelievable. So go see Cherry Hill Vavil today. They're the region's most accessible Vavil dealership, right on Route 70 in Cherry Hill. And remember, they are our studio sponsor. We don't broadcast live from the dealership. I know my friend Mrs. McIver has been sending me letters there, but no, they sponsor the studio naming rights. And that's a big deal that they did that for us. So please support them every day. Cherry Hill Vavil, where relationships matter.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
We are cooking with gasoline. Landau's a funny guy, by the way. So tune into Jimmy's show tonight. And then, of course, Sterling all every damn night at 10 p.m. Okay, 6 o'clock hour coming up. I got to get into a lot of things with you. But there are some updates on Milton, obviously. Tropical tornado outbreak conditions they're talking about now as well. This thing's looking to make landfall probably sometime in the next couple hours, and it's going to be dark, and it's a friggin' mess. Joe Biden took the time today to yell at everybody about misinformation, which I find to just be absolutely ridiculous. I mean, this government, to Kash Patel's point earlier, is the biggest purveyor of misinformation. And then to have the audacity to sit there and yell at us and to bring up Marjorie Taylor Greene's tweet about weather. Like, it's so stupid in the middle of all this. But they can't help themselves. They cannot. They have to make everything political. Everything. Biden in particular, because he's such a nasty SOB. He really is a nasty guy. Got to make everything political. Political. But I'm going to get into all that with you coming up. And also, Tim Walz is calling for the abolishment of the Electoral College. Yeah, he wants to abolish the Electoral College. This goes with the idea that I guess when he was not in Tiananmen Square, that he decided that he was going to go for totalitarianism. Because if you eliminate the Electoral College, then what that means then is the states with the biggest population get to call all the shots. And the reason why we have the Electoral College is to ensure that it's not just about the states that have the most people, that all the states matter. And it's not just the majority that gets their way all the time, because we are a constitutional republic. We are not a democracy. But the Democrats love. I told you their whole master plan for control. Their whole master plan for control is entirely about you eliminate the filibuster. You make two more blue states. You get four more new senators. You get rid of the Electoral College and you just run roughshod on everything. And California and New York and Texas, once they make all the illegal citizens, will run the entire country. Everything will go through there. They'll have three giant blue states and they'll decide everything for America. And candidates won't bother catering to small states, because why would they? Why would they bother when they know that all they need to do is just get the big states that are populated with lefties? And then the lefties will just make sure that all the undocumented illegal immigrants, they become voters. And then there you go. And then they have their master plan for full control. All right, more on this. And that's the big story of the hour, brought to you by our buddy, Dr. Mike Veneria, VeneriaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile. Two locations to serve you, 856-786-2020, 856-786-2020, or VeneriaDental.com. Big fourth and final hour straight ahead. Thank you for streaming on YouTube. We're coming right back.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The days are getting shorter, but the lights couldn't be brighter. This time of year, baseball is different, and the whole world is watching. All of the clutch hits, the game-saving grabs, the plays at the plate, and the head-first slides under the tag. That's peak baseball. Experience all of the autumn action. It's postseason season. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com